Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Wasn't it just inevitable that somehow Peyton Manning would find a team to play for this year that was facing the Patriots? The NFL's biggest rivalry for a full decade was Peyton Manning and the Colts against Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots. Manning suffered a neck injury that cost him the entire 2011 season last year and was subsequently released by the Colts. Now, don't lie. When you found out Manning had signed with the Broncos, your first reaction was, when do they play the Patriots?
The answer is this Sunday. The location is Gillette Stadium, and the intrigue is sky high. 12 times in the last 11 years, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have faced off. Ask Brady about going head-to-head against Manning, and he'll tell you,
at the end of the day, it's the Patriots versus the Broncos.
But let's face it, they're the best in the game on the same field once again. And on Wednesday, the quote-unquote matchup between Brady and Manning was a main topic at Gillette Stadium.
You know, they hold themselves to a higher standard, and in order to be on the same team and compete with those guys, you have to do the same thing. And you have to do the same thing to earn their respect. So they naturally elevate the play of their players around them.
Those guys consistently put in, a lot of work and a lot of extra time each year to kind of perform at a high level. And I think they've kind of made that routine for themselves, and they're able to execute that every year, year in, year out.
Manning has dealt with questions about his arm strength and whether his overall game this season has matched the standards he set during 13 healthy seasons with the Colts. He and the Broncos are 2-2 so far.
You know, I have a lot of respect for him and his, you know, I missed a whole year, and it's hard to come back that next year. It's a challenge because you're very rusty. At least I was. And I think that, you know, to show what he's capable of doing, and, you know, he's had a great season, and they're having a great season as a team. And it's really a credit to him and his work ethic and his leadership ability that, you know, their team's where they're at.
Brady is on the sideline when Manning is in action on the field, and vice versa. No, they don't literally go head-to-head, but the current era of NFL football is still marked by Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, a friendly rivalry that will be renewed on Sunday.
He's a friend of mine, so, you know, there's a, you know, we don't talk much during the season, you know, but I think there's someone that certainly I've always looked up to and admired and really respect the way that, you know, he plays the position and the way he works, the way he leads. I mean, he's been a phenomenal player.
Well, it has been strange for so many people to see Manning, so heavily associated with the Colts for so long, in a different uniform with different colors, but he is the same old Manning. That's the answer you get when you ask Patriots defensive players and head coach Bill Belichick, who added there are no weaknesses in his game. Brady Manning, Patriots Broncos, coming up right here this Sunday, and that's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.